News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment, produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And her moment today is about a cross-country mail unit that went through Waco tanks by stagecoach.
The first cross-country mail route. U.S. Postmaster General Aaron Brown gave a cross-country mail contract to New Yorker John Butterfield in March 1857. The 2,795-mile route ran from St. Louis to San Francisco, providing twice-a-week mail service and passengers in each direction. The first Butterfield stage left St. Louis on September 16, 1858. Butterfield's farewell speech to the drivers was, "Remember, boys, nothing on God's earth must stop the United States mail." An oxbow-shaped route selected by the Postmaster General because it would be usable year-round crossed the Red River into Texas at Grayson County and continued for 740 miles, cutting across the upper Pecos River to the foot of the Guadalupe Mountains, then via Waco tanks to El Paso. Waterman L. Ormsby, a correspondent for the New York Herald, rode the first westbound stage when it left Missouri. When the stagecoach finally reached California, Ormsby wrote, "Had I not just come over the route, I would be perfectly willing to go back. But I now know what hell is like, and I've just had 24 days of it." More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
I went online and found a stagecoach.
Yeah, I know.
Some guy said, "I don't want to go back." How do you get back to New York?
Well, he either took the stagecoach back or the boat. But either way, I mean, the boat wasn't much better because you figure you had to go down around the Cape to come back.
Oh, yeah.
And so which is worse, getting seasick or going a quicker route across the country, you know?
And getting your bones rattled.
Well, yeah. And I've ridden in those stagecoaches and they are not fun. Yeah, but I tell you, talking about a kidney belt. Woo.
Oh, dear. Well, so the thing is, you do this for the History Alliance.
Yeah.
You're on Facebook.
They're a great group of people. And if you want to get involved, you can call Bernie Sargent at 915-581-7920. I had to think about that.
And your
for a
own
moment.
Number. Yeah, give that one out. And, you know, Barbara's part
Barbara
of our
Given
world.
Baney is just waiting for y'all to come out and visit her at the Remember in El Paso Win Facebook page, where she posts great pictures, history, news stories. I mean, anything you want to learn about El Paso and the region, go out there and check out her Facebook page. And she's
Remember
got some
in El Paso when. It's a weird name, but it works works well.
And I do some research on there occasionally, too, because it's got great information. It's wonderful.
And she's got a bunch of administrators. We're going to talk today, but she also has Art Garcia as part of her
that's
world.
That's a new name.
Yeah. Oh, well, I tell you what, let's move on to what we have at hand here. And I put a picture on Facebook of Waco tanks.
I know.
One of the biggest Wacos, and there it is, tanking right there. And we have with us in the studio this morning, Carlos Rodriguez, Interpretive Ranger. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for the invitation.
Welcome to be here, dude. And you are also, as an Interpretive Ranger, you're the PR guy.
Correct.
So that's why you're here, huh?
That's fair the enough. Best person to have, interpret it. Yeah.
What you do at Waco Tanks is an interesting thing. Tell us your impression of Waco Tank. You grew up in El Paso?
Yes, I grew up in El Paso.
So you know a little bit about it. When did you first learn about Waco Tanks, and what did you think?
Well, I just learned about the park that it's unlike any other place in the world. Its geology is very unique, very different, includes the Wacos, which, as we know, there's those hollows in the rocks. And it's very interesting because everything it's around, which they catch water when it rains.
There's no natural springs out there, but there's always water.
Correct.
Previous rangers have told me the water never completely goes away.
area, and there are some areas that you're always going to have water.
Now, the, you know, when people think about the water there, they think of stopping by and drinking it and continuing on. But there were actually native peoples, that, or the ancient peoples that were there, the, what was it, the Orneda Mogollon people from, what, 1150 A.D.?
Tomato. But the point was, that was like 1150
A.D., wasn't it?
Correct. You had the Jornada Mogollon, roughly looking 600 to 1400 A.D., roughly that time.
And way back
and
then.
And they had agriculture because they would use the water. How they got? How did they get the water down from there?
Well, said, you had the huecos, of course. You had the tanks. And a lot of this water was streamed down to the areas where they were doing the agriculture.
The planting.
Yeah.
Also, you have back at, what is it, Comanche Cave? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
That's correct. The one that never runs out of water.
And it's very interesting because you still see when we ever take any tours out there, we can go let the visitors see that there's still water out there. There's water and never dries.
Yeah. And I was out there once after about, a long, long dry spell. And we were splashing around in that stuff. And it's an amazing. How deep does that one get?
Well, it goes up to the whole tank you're looking about probably 3 to 4 feet deep.
Yeah, that's a lot of water.
You get a lot of water. You get right now. I saw last week you had around 2 feet of water, probably between 1 to 2 feet.
In that one area. Point is, the rain comes, it filters down in all these crazy rocks and stays there. And Native Americans, they figured that out pretty quick. There's something growing green in the desert. Yeah. Let's go see where they're getting their water, and you know. Easily you follow that path. And then the stagecoach just follow the Indians.
Well, did you have a shrimp boil is what I wanted to know.
A shrimp. That talk about the shrimp.
You know, of course, you know, when we get water, you have the huecos. And those huecos have a rich aquatic ecosystem. Fairy shrimp, tadpoles. Once that water.
It stirs up the eggs and the little tadpoles. Right.
They bloom, yeah.
And they show up. Amazing. We have footage of that. I did a video called El Paso's Waco Tanks, and it's bizarre to watch a dry Waco, and you really shouldn't step on them when you're dry because you're cracking these little animals' eggs and stuff.
Correct.
But when it gets wet, they show up in groups of dozens of these little things in one Waco.
And it's very amazing to see them, you know, as you're walking and there's water, you can see all this shrimps and...
And the life, and they are shrimp.
Correct.
And we had a UTEP professor lady who had been studying this stuff, Ms. Walsh, and she said, we have four kinds of shrimp out there. And that's, I think, one of them doesn't happen anywhere else on the planet but there. So however you do that, I don't know. We're talking about Waco Tanks. It's a state historic, it's a state park first. Then it's a state historic site. And that was added when the historical commission came along and said, wait a minute, that's not just a park. It's a site. So, and yes. What does that designation mean? What's a big difference there?
Well, that it's a historical site, and it what we say is that people have the opportunity to go out there and use the park. It's a state park and do recreational activities, but you also have a historic part of it, and we make sure that we preserve that part of that park.
Petroglyphs.
Correct.
Picto Petro. Talk to me. What's the difference?
It's a little bit different. Sometimes we get a lot of visitors and petroglyphs, which would be more carving.
Carving into the rock. So you use Petro is rock, so you carve it in.
Correct.
And then Picto, you drew the thing.
Correct. That's painting.
And so where do you get the paint?
It's very interesting because a lot of the minerals that we think they used for the pigments, they were not found at Waco tanks. They had to be brought in from other places.
There was some, I believe, was found in a tunnel that they dug up in the Franklin Mountains. There's some of the blue ochre or whatever it is. And that could have been used, except that tunnel wasn't there back when the Indians were doing things. So that stuff is around here.
Around that particular
pile of it wasn't used because they couldn't find it by then. But the Waco tanks being what it is, a lot of people confuse it with Waco, Texas. Have you had anybody show up and say, you know, where's Baylor or whatever?
Yes. Yeah, we do get some people in Waco, which is Waco, of course, with that W, and you have Waco.
W-A-C-O is in another part of Texas, and this is a Spanish word meaning a hollow place, Hueco.
Hueco.
And H-U-E-C-O.
Correct.
And so growing up here, we kind of knew that, but we didn't really understand the difference. I was always fascinated by the place, but never really understood it until I was an adult and came back to El Paso and said, what is this place? And when you tell us your fascination or what you think of the place, because we're talking a world-class history site that is looking at maybe becoming some sort of UNESCO site. What's that all about?
As far as
there's a designation being applied for as a state historic site, but I mean, there's a world historic site category. I think someone's applying for that. Maybe the state senator is. But what are your impressions of the history there, the whole overall thing?
Well, it is just amazing to see that this Awako thinks it's a very, very unique, unlike any other place in the world. Very sacred place, very, very meaningful for many groups. Just amazing to see that this water gave life out there, you know, to the plants and animals in the woodland and grasslands. It's just amazing, and also that aquatics environment that you can see at Waco Tanks.
What are the range of animals? I've seen deer out. I've seen video of deer. I never saw one myself. Did you see deer coming through once in a while?
Yes, we have deers. We have, it's called an outdad, which is kind of like a barbary sheep. They're out there.
Oh, a sheep. Oh.
Yeah.
Also, the foxes are there. They own the place.
Coyotes. You have foxes, gray foxes. You have coyotes. You have some bobcats out there at Waco Tanks.
When you have children that come out for tours and such, because you get school tours and things
Correct.
Out there, what is the most important thing you want to point out to the kids that come out there?
Well, the history of the park, it's very important for them to understand the meaning of the place, of how this place, it's a sacred place for many groups, how many groups came through Waco Tanks, you know, going back 10,000 years ago from the Pueblo Indians up to the Native Americans. You had the Mezcalero Apache, you had the Isleta del Sur.
Yeah.
Pueblo, you know.
Local Tiguas.
Correct.
And why I found this out by doing the documentary, I found out what it is that the Native Americans see is so sacred there. What is your answer?
Well, I think that they see their ancestors there. Mm-hmm. Can be, you know, being out there at Waco Thanks is just seeing their ancestors.
Some are actually buried there. And that is the bottom line for why people think that you should be reverent when you get there. And that's why some people think when you jump off the rocks and you're rock climbing, and you may land on somebody, and you really shouldn't be doing that. And,
No, I go through that with Concordia when we've given tours. Yeah.
So it's a very sacred place to a lot of people. But also, you get sort of a serenity wandering around out there. Do you ever get lost out there on purpose and say, I'm going to stay out here for a while?
Yes.
I bet you do.
I'll be out there, and, you know, I go out there, and suddenly I notice it's already 3-4 hours, and I'm being out there that long.
Oh,
doesn't
yeah.
feel.
Well, let's talk about the history for a minute, because it was what it was originally back in the – I mean, you're talking archaic period. You're talking 10,000 years ago that some of those rock art paintings were put there. And it's then a matter of – you determine that, I guess, by figuring out some of the paint pigments and
– Correct.
How old it is and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that, because there's a couple of spots like that out there.
Yeah, you know, you have – if we go back 8,000 years ago where you had the Palo Indians, a lot of the evidence that was left there before, it was some of the points that were found, the Folsom points.
Oh, the Folsom points.
Folsom points.
Oh, yeah.
During that time, you know, it's kind of during the later part of the Paleozoic era. So it's ending. You can still see during that time they were hunting mammoths. They were hunting big game.
Bison came through there.
Now you go back to 6,000 BC to 200 AD. There's another group which is called the Desert Archaic. There's evidence that this was one of the first groups that left rock images.
Oh.
At Waco Tanks, a lot of their depictions were more abstract images. They were still hunters. They were hunting, but they were hunting smaller game. During this time, we're changing. Our climate is changing. We're becoming a desert.
So you think those Indians caused the climate change 6,000 years ago? I bet they did not.
I don't think so. No.
So we're not going to get into the current argument. But I just,
we're becoming
you go
a
back,
desert? Wait a minute.
You go back that far and you find out things. But the thing was, I had David Carmichael, one of the professors at UTIP, and right. does all kinds of stuff on the area. He explained to me that they had bison hunts out there. Because of the nooks and crannies of the place, they would herd the bison mm-hmm. through the canyons, and they'd get into a box canyon. Hey, bison, you're mine. And so that's how they ate. But you're talking thousands of years ago for that, right?
Yeah, and then if we go back during that time, the climate was wetter. It was cooler.
Yeah.
It was different. Now, as water available. There was lakes, streams.
It was very different back then.
Very, very different.
We have Carlos Rodriguez here, interpretive ranger. We got on the phone someone named Saul. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're surviving. Doing fine.
What's up?
Okay. I just wanted to ask you guys if you're familiar with another location which is about 2 miles west of Waco Tanks. It's called Rocks Have Faces.
Rocks Have Faces.
Yeah, it's like the City of Rocks. If you've ever been, you know, around the Deming area.
Yes, mm-hmm. I have.
Are you guys familiar with that area?
Yeah.
Carlos, yourself? It looks a lot like Waco Tanks, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's if you ask me, because, you know, it's more like City of Rocks. There's these big standing rocks out there.
Yeah.
I don't know if, you know, about the Indian, culture, you know, that maybe, because that was in the same area.
Oh, they probably were there. But see, that's now on private property, and I don't think it's been taken care of. And that's the difference. Waco Tanks is on now public property that's taken care of by the state. So it's too bad the other one, last I looked over there, it had a lot of graffiti on it.
Yeah, but still, it's still very interesting to go out in that area. And it does look like there are, certain animals and human faces.
Well, can you tour that? Can you go in there?
Well, it's on the state road.
Okay.
It goes west, you know, not.
Yes.
Okay. Well, if you're going to Waco Tanks, you take a right turn, but before you get there, there's another state road that goes.
Yes.
Yeah, it goes west.
You can see it from Waco Tank. It's not taken care of by the state, so there's not much I can tell you, except it most likely was part of the same culture back in the day, though. So anyway, I appreciate your input. Thank you.
I just wanted to ask your guest if maybe if there's also, you know, some type of a history to that other area to the west.
I don't think we have that history sitting here, but I bet you it was contiguous with the other people.
Probably so.
Anyway, thank you for showing that to us. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Thank you.
Go ahead. We have
to take a break here, but okay. what's your print?
Oh, no. A bunch of us armchair historians were sitting around a couple of weeks ago talking about petroglyphs and drawings and such. And we said, you know, what if that was really just the Native Americans sent their kids out with paints and said, go draw? You know, we think all these deep stories, but kids go play on the wall.
The kids did a very good job. And we'll talk after the break here about what those paintings are, because there's a whole bunch of what people call masks.
I know,
And there's another interpretation of what those are, not just masks. But we should tell you about the celebration of our mountains. I think they're going to be having some tours out there. And by the way, Celebration of Our Mountains, it's just Google that, celebrationofourmountains.org, CELEBMTNS. And what you're going to find is all kinds of hikes and stuff.
Great stuff.
And they got stuff going on out there. And it's all over the county. It's all up in New Mexico. And that's another thing I just want to point out while we're talking about this. All right, Carlos, stick around here. We're going to take a break and talk trivia. We'll ask you to be our judge on the trivia. How's that?
That sounds like a plan.
It does. Good luck with that, because it may not be a plan when we're done.
Yes.
Well, what's your trivia?
Okay, the first trivia question is, Waco Tanks was the site of what stage? They have actually, the building is still there. What is the, Waco Tanks was the site of what stagecoach line stop?
They have a building that they think was it. But that's been disputed.
It is actually the stop.
It's been disputed big time. It's 200 yards away.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, now, see, there's the argument, though.
Yeah.
But the question is, what was the stage line?
Yes, what was the stage line that stopped there?
Okay. And another question.
The second question is, what ancient people lived and farmed at the base of Waco Tanks around 1150 A.D.?
You want a third question?
No, if you want to throw one in there.
Okay, we haven't said this yet, so this would be...
Well, why would we throw it in?
Because somebody might know it. This is a bonus question.
Oh, bonus.
What was the name of the family who lived there, and their house is still there, and it's now the visitor center interpreter location?
I don't even remember that one.
Well, we know what it is, don't we, Carlos? See, if somebody asks again, okay, that'd be a third bonus, whatever. Call us
the
up
Smiths.
To get this stuff. What do you get?
Well, you're going to get $25 in food certificates to Pepe's in Canutillo or an El Paso Gold DVD.
And you call us.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
It was about this time of year back in 1881, after a trial in Mesilla, that Sheriff Pat Garrett took Billy the Kid to Lincoln, New Mexico, where he was to be hanged until dead. It didn't turn out that way. Billy the Kid escaped and killed both of his guards while Garrett was out of town. And what you've just heard is a snapshot of what came to be known in these parts as the Lincoln County War. This Sunday, we'll be saddling our iron horses and heading to the old Lincoln County Courthouse on the west end of Main Street, where to this day, you can still see a famous bullet hole Billy made during his flight. It's one thing to read about history, but any hog will tell you it's entirely different to experience it in person. To breathe the air, to ride along the gurgling Rio Bonito River, which forms the northern boundary of a town still not marred with gas stations or convenience stores. To experience the reality that became history, click on BarnettHarley.com or get your ride at Barnett Harley Davidson. Because now, just like back in the old West, man is measured by his mount.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text WISH to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount on LASIK packages, text WISH to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's WISH to 350-350.
How you going? I've been going great ever since I discovered a fantastic way to relieve all those cranky muscle aches and joint pains that really slowed me down. New Raging Kakapo Pain Relief Cream. Raging Kakapo Pain Relief Cream contains not one, but two active pain-fighting ingredients that work fast to give me lasting relief right where I need it. Plus, Raging Kakapo contains the best of nature. Really good stuff from the land down under, my home sweet home. Raging Kakapo is non-greasy and has a pleasant, fading, mild scent. When I put it on, I feel fast penetrating pain relief. Raging Kakapo works for me. It'll work for you too. If it didn't do the job, would they back it with a 100% money back guarantee? Come on! Try Raging Kakapo Pain Relief Cream today and do what I do. Rub on the po and go, go, go. Raging Kakapo Pain Relief Cream. Funny name, serious pain relief.
Available at HEB, Amazon, and RagingKakapo.com. RagingKakapo.com.
Say, folks, my good friends at Mahindra have an exciting event going on at Mahindra dealers across our great nation. Harvest Demo Days, and right now you can test drive any Mahindra tractor or utility vehicle and take home the biggest savings of the year. That's right. Test drive a Mahindra subcompact, compact, or utility tractor or a Mahindra utility vehicle and save. There's just no substitute for experiencing Mahindra quality and performance for yourself. Now, once you're in that seat, you'll see how easy it is to operate a Mahindra and to become a good steward of the land you love. To learn more about the world's number one selling tractor and Harvest Demo Day savings, or to find your dealer, visit MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Goodman Ag in Las Cruces, or visit GoodmanAg.com. That's GoodmanAg.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a lot going on here. We got some people on hold who think they know the answers to those questions you answered, Mel.
They're very smart people, I'm sure.
And we'll get to them in just a moment. We need to tell you a bunch of stuff. Our guest here is going to be the referee on the answers of that stuff. Carlos Rodriguez, interpretive ranger at Waco Tank. So, all right, got to tell you, next week coming in here, this is the Centennial Museum I told you about earlier. Mm-hmm. The lady will be here to explain rations, rights, and rivets. Experiencing World War II in El Paso, and that's going to be unusual because El Paso, being what it was, is a huge military base. Mm-hmm. All kinds of people showed up here, like my father and mother, my uncles, and all kinds of people. They came from Central Texas to get here. Hour two next week. Oh, the Fort Bliss book. Arcadia book.
Yay.
By John Hamilton. Now, there's a guy who is knows about Fort Bliss history.
Great.
And can you imagine when he went looking for pictures, he found every one he wanted?
Oh. And he's entertaining.
Oh, he's good at this.
He's a great guy.
John Hamilton's got the Arcadia book. That's next week. October 6th, UTIP Special Collections. Abby Weiser will be here, and we'll talk about her brother, Bud. No, don't go there. Explaining a project. Abby will kill me. But she's going to talk about the Border Archives Bazaar, which is a very interesting thing that they've cooked up. All these people, archives, they pull their best stuff together and they put it to public for a day somewhere, and she'll tell us where that is and what they're doing. Oh, also, October 6th, we had already pre-scheduled, and now we're going to keep the schedule, the tramway. We're going to have, Diana's going to come in here and talk about the tramway and the fact that it still exists, so it has history. We're going to talk about the history. Maybe by then there'll be a plan in a couple of weeks to see, you know, what maybe they can do with the
and
place.
And I'll be at the Trinity site.
Oh, you're going to go Trinity.
I'm finally going to go to the Trinity site.
So you're finally going to go to church.
Yes. I'm going to go to a different
Trinity.
Wrong Trinity.
Oh,
no.
I see.
Yeah, not that quite. I'm taking an archaeologist and a rock hound with me up to the Trinity site.
You're going to have to tell us what that's all
we're
about.
We're going to try to interview people up there with their opinions as to what they think about the Trinity site at the New Mexico.
We'll find out what that does. October 13th, Mission Trails coming in here. Hour two, Patricia Kidney. Bernie's back. Oh, no, Bernie can't make it that day. But hour two, we're going to talk about Concordia Walk Through History. And in Mount Crystal Ray on the 20th, along with the Historical Commission and the Markers Program, what are they doing about that? That's October 20. And October 27th, we meet Vladimir
Von Serikov. Serikov.
That guy. He's going to show up here.
Okay,
and in the second hour, he's the new History Museum guy. Second hour, I asked Jeff Romney to come in, director of the Archaeology Museum, because by October 27th, they will have pretty much done the renovation they're going
to
do. And he'll come in and explain what that's all about. So that's a lot going on there. All right, you ready for these trivia questions? These people probably got bored and left. I don't know. It's Rosine. Oh, I know. Rosine, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rosine. You ready for the first question?
Well, actually, I know the answer. I think I know the answer to the bonus question.
Aha, you see, we threw that one out.
Oh, okay.
Should we have to give it to her?
Show me up, Rosine.
Well, I threw it out there. You know, okay, the bonus question was, name the family who lived there. They owned the place, and they did indeed leave a house there. And their name is, Rosine?
Escontrias Ranch House.
That is it. Our judge over here? Yes.
Correct.
Correct, okay.
Were you related to him, Rosine?
What gave me away?
you were related.
I know who she is.
You were related.
She had an insight.
That's legal, though.
No, that's okay.
Totally legal.
I'm teasing.
And we have a line open, 544-5876, if you want to call up and answer the other question. But, Rosine, you won. So, Melissa, deal with this winner.
Okay. Did you want the Pepe's or did you want an El Paso Gold DVD?
Pepe's.
Okay.
And today Pepe's is 25 because Pepe made a mistake on the thing. Next month they'll be back to 20, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Or maybe we'll keep him talked up to it.
You know what? Let me, if I may.
Sure.
The first time that you have a trivia question for the Battle of the Bands, the very first time. I won. I think it was $30 for food and dance and I invited this girlfriend of mine, but the husband wouldn't let her go, so I invited another one, and she got to go with me, and we had a blast.
Oh, the Border Legends?
Yeah, the Border Legends. I still have that flyer.
You know,
I've been holding on to it.
You know what they did with the Border Legends? That was all pretty much volunteer musicians. They paid their own way to come to El Paso. They did that for like 6 or 7 years and finally got to where, you got any money here? And nobody had any money. So it pretty much ended 2 years ago. However, if you, Rosine, help me with this. If you win the lottery tonight, can you please fund the Border Legends again?
I like music so much that I think that would be okay with me.
Okay.
You could be the queen of the Border Legends. How's that?
Oh, we'll give you a front row chair if you fund a place. All right, Rosine, thank you for playing, and thank you for caring about history. We're going to turn you over to Shelley. You ready for that? That's an experience all by itself.
Sir.
All right, hold on. Here's Rosine on line one. There you go. And now we got line three with Stephanie. Hey, Stephanie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie. Okay, we have two questions left. We have the, which one did you want to answer?
I hope I can answer both of them for you.
Oh, okay.
Well, what the heck?
Then we'll go for the first one. Waco Tanks was the site of what stagecoach line stop?
Name.
Was it Butterfield?
Yes.
Our third base judge over here. Yes.
The opener.
There you go. Okay.
There you go. Okay.
And there's no other caller, so go ahead and answer the second. I'll give you two DVDs.
The Mogollon people.
There you
Mogollon,
go.
Mogollon, there you go. And that was 1150?
Yeah, it was 1150 A.D.
Wow, okay.
Not 1150 A.M., 1150 A.D.
or FM, I mean.
It's FM A.M., yeah.
Kind of nutty. That's the way we do things. All right, well, Stephanie, what are your other thoughts for the day? We're going to give you a couple of DVDs. You okay with that?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, you want to pick them out or you want to work with Shelly to pick them out off the air? She'll read them all to you if you like.
Yeah, because we're kind of tight on it.
Yeah, we got to move on here a little bit. But Stephanie, any other thoughts on your mind? I'll put you on hold. Shelly will talk to you.
I am great. You did a great job, and so thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks
Hold
for
on.
Listening.
Shelly will give you two DVDs. Shelly, give this lady two DVDs on three, okay? And there we are. So we're going to come back and talk to Carlos in a minute about more things at Waco Tanks, and we got the El Paso Inc. to
That's
talk
right.
about.
Well, that, and I want to say we got some very smart listeners. It really is so cool to have these people that know this information, that listen to it, and learn, and it helps us out all. I think it's great.
And the cousin of the Escantrias called him.
Oh, yeah
I know.
She's a shill.
We should talk about that real quick here, Carlos. Escantrias family used to have sort of like an open house out there, a dollar a car to come in, picnic or something.
Yeah, it was back. We remember they were there. Escantrias family was there from 1898, roughly, to 1958. And it was there was a time where they were allowing people to go inside and see the different pictographs.
Yeah.
Of course, after a while, they couldn't do it anymore because of vandalism that was increasing.
And so it was the Escantrias family that turned it over to some developers.
Correct.
And those are the – I was going to say a Spanish word begins with pen – and ends with dejo, but I'm not going to say that.
And Isn't those that are one of those things you write with, a pen?
Yes, a pen. It's a dejo pen. And those guys, they built a dam across the front of Waco Tanks. Oh, my God, how much archaeology did they destroy doing that?
Imagine, and that was...
Oh.
It's very interesting to say that. It happened in 1964, that Davis's, they had this idea of doing this property into a trading center.
Well, there was pictures of that place with a dude ranch on it. Come on. I mean, thank God the state of Texas got a hold of it. And that was after the county got a hold of it.
Yeah.
And Richard White got a hold of it, the congressman. So we're fortunate to have that out there. All right, we're going to do some damage here on the commercials here. Call us if you need to.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes.
Which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that's been set up for you. 800-479-8520. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. And if you choose tax mediation services to handle your federal tax resolution, they'll do your state tax case for free. Take down the number now for the tax mediation services hotline. 800-479-8520. That's 800-479-8520. 800-479-8520.
The West Side's newest luxury apartments are now leasing at Las Mansiones, 1776 Cimarron Trails, near North Wrestler Drive and Paseo del Norte, a mile from the new West Side Providence Hospital. Las Mansiones features three-story units with amazing views. To the east, the majestic Franklin Mountains, and to the west, El Paso's Upper Valley. You'll enjoy sunsets like you've never seen before from your own private balcony. Las Mansiones, 915-704-1776. Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
All right, the first order of business, Stephanie called back to get two DVDs. And we have Roy on hold, but we're going to talk about something else right now. Guess what? This week only in El Paso, Inc.
Ooh, you jumped on me.
Oh, I'm sorry. What are you, where are you
going? You changed on me.
Well, now what do you want to do? You read the other one? Read the other one.
I'm going to read the other one. Okay, El Paso, we've got some great things news coming up. We have some, the El Paso County Historical Society has selected Paul Foster, Press DeCoop, Dr. Maceo Daly, and Dennis Flores Montes for 2018 Hall of Honor Banquet. And that'll be held at the El Paso County Country Club on Sunday, November 4th. And we'll go more in detail as we get there.
Well, Press DeCoop, congratulations.
We can go to El Paso, Inc.
Yes. Are you ready?
Now I'm ready.
Line 3's ringing in there, Shelley, by the way. And also, you ready?
This week only in El Paso, Inc.
Paul Foster, again. Paul Foster's groundbreaking downtown project has unearthed some old West history.
Unearthed some old West history?
Yes.
In downtown El Paso?
Yes.
Can you imagine that? Guess what
I can imagine.
Guess
yes.
What else is in the El Paso, Inc.? Football Fan Addicts, the Inside El Paso's energetic and generous NFL fan clubs.
A 100-year-old El Paso company is locked in an imminent domain battle with Texas Tech.
All that's in the Ink, and the Ink is available at El Paso's only locally owned business journal.
El Paso Ink is available for home or business delivery and online at elpasoinc.com.
Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra at 10:35. The topic is Me Too, the Me Too movement in El Paso with Sandra Garcia, Center Against Sexual and Family Violence.
Soul Signs hosts ABC 7 Extra is Sunday night at 10:35 p.m. after the news.
All right, we've got another three-letter word calling us here. Roy, is that you again?
Yes, it is.
What's up?
Well, you were talking about the Waco Tanks developer.
Right.
If I remember correctly, they built a concrete upside-down flying saucer-looking thing right there at 62180.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're the ones that did that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that was...
They had that office. They built an office so they could sell land.
Oh, well. Guess what didn't work out?
I'm thinking the concrete upside down flying saucer is kind of falling apart now.
Well, no, what really didn't work out, they ruined the archaeology in the middle of Waco
Tanks
to build a dam. And guess what didn't work?
The development.
No, the dam.
That's right.
They put a bunch of water in there and it drained right out the bottom.
Yes.
And nobody realized, you got to do clay at the bottom. There's no clay around
there. You got to do Waco.
Well, that's true. If you're going to have a Waco, you have to make it. All right, Roy, thank you for reminding us. That flying saucer was part of real estate.
It's still there.
Yeah. Way cool.
Good construction.
It hadn't fallen over yet. Thanks a lot, Roy. Talk to you again.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
See you in the streets or at Pepe's. Roy's usually a regular at Pepe's. All right, Carlos Rodriguez, interpretive ranger person at Waco Tanks. You have got an interpretive fair coming up here.
Yes.
What is that?
The interpretive fair. What it is, it's going to be happening Saturday, October 21 and 22nd, which is – no, sorry. It's the 20th and 21st. I'm sorry.
October.
October. Yes. It's starting at 8 a.m. at Waco Tanks State Park. It's a free event. There's no charge for it. We're inviting the community. What we do, the event is a family-oriented event.
Normally you have admission, but that day it's waived.
It's free, yes. Okay. And it focuses on the use of outreach, education to inspire the preservation of the site's natural and cultural resources.
And you're doing that through the interpretive fair for two days.
For 2 days.
And you start 8 a.m. Don't you have an evening thing today?
Yes, on Saturday. 8 a.m. To 6 p.m. It's the interpretive fair where we're going to be having tours, exhibitors, presenters. And starting around 7, we have a night sky program.
Night sky. Now, what are you doing there?
It's in collaboration with the El Paso Sun City Astronomers. And what we do with the Night Sky programs is that we try to inform the community of the preservation of our night skies. We're losing our night skies. We're not being able to see the sky anymore because of light pollution.
But at Waco Tanks, it's still pretty good out there.
It's pretty nice. Yes.
Now, you're not one of those people that lives on site, are you?
No.
Okay, but the people that live there must have that every night.
It's beautiful.
You got one, at least one ranger that lives there?
Yes, we have the superintendent.
And the whole thing about Waco Tanks is it's isolated, but it's very close to El Paso, 30 miles, give or take. And you can get out there very quickly for a nice nice day. And as you're saying now, a nice evening. What else are you doing? Because we have a whole list of things that you sent me that you're doing. The Astronomers Club, you have the Ranger program, Junior Ranger program on a Saturday. You take kids and turn them into Rangers?
What we do with kids, we basically kind of changed our program every time we have a Junior Ranger program. Last program, we had a source of a scavenger hunt where kids learned about the history of the park, the pictographs. This time, we're going to be learning about animals, animal tracks, and how to identify
some of them. A birding tour on, to be announced, you didn't have that one listed, but you do birding tours. Oh, there's a woman's hike out there on Saturday the 13th.
Correct, and it's very amazing because it's open to to every woman. Doesn't matter their expertise.
And it's a woman guide ranger.
Correct.
So if women want to go do that, they can do that on the 13th of October. Tai Chi at the mountain.
Yeah.
Yo.
Are they doing it on the rocks?
Usually they find a place, sometimes up in a flat really area.
Oh, wow.
It's just amazing.
Yeah, hopefully not around one road.
Same day, you're doing a rare plant tour.
Rare plant tour, which is it's very amazing to see it because you're going to see some of the plants that you can only find at Waco Tanks.
Like the ferns and such?
And that's the same one. Snakewood.
What is it?
It's called the Comal snakewood plant, and you would only find it at Waco Tanks.
I never went looking for it, but that's where I go.
Why do they call it the snakewood?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not so familiar with it.
It's that rare.
Yeah.
So you got the rare plants, and you got the rare shrimp, and you've got some rare rangers occasionally. But in the October 2021 event, and that's all day. Oh, how do you find you? 857-1135. That's a 915 area code.
Correct.
857-1135. And you're all over the web, are you not?
Yes, we are at the way they can find us at tpwd.texas.gov/WecoTanks. Or they can also follow us on social media. It can be on Instagram or on Facebook, as well as Twitter.
And also what you do now every year for the winter months, when people around the world, rock climbers, are all over the place, and wherever they went, like in Switzerland or whatever, gets iced in. Those people show up here.
They do.
Tell me about that.
Well, we're getting ready. Actually, right now it's getting, as you see, the weather is changing. It's a little bit cooler. It's our last day of summer. Tomorrow, actually, we go into autumn.
Oh, you made it already today. Today's the first full day, yeah.
And then tomorrow we're, so we start getting peak season, October, all the way over, the middle of October up to March. We get climbers from all over the world.
And one reason is you don't climb in the summer is the rocks are too hot.
Yes.
It's not so much you can stand the air temperature. Maybe you can, but you can't stand to touch those rocks.
It's very hot, yeah.
And so what they do is climb up and down certain areas. And that's become more restricted as more history has been found, isn't it?
Correct. And there are some areas that they don't have access to climb on it. And I just do want to mention they're very, very respectful of the site. And they're very they're a very helpful resource out there too.
Well, you know, there's so many facets of Waco Tanks that it is interesting to look at the history and hear about it, and then go out there and see it. and the cave, the rock art is in some of the caves. Right. What's the one that's in the middle of North Mountain? What's that one?
It is called Cay Kiva.
Kiva.
You can see 8 of the masks from the Jornada Mogollon.
Now those masks, somebody said that they may be portraits. The portrait of the soul that somebody, some artist, decided. You can interpret any way you want.
Correct.
You're the interpretive ranger. What do you think?
Well, I do think that it was an important meaning for them. Could it have been, like you said, a depiction of the soul?
I look at those things and say, well, they're different. and they're kind of stylized. They don't really look like, quote,
they're
people.
Stylized.
But you see eyes and nose and face, and you're like, okay, they're trying to make a human out of that thing. But it's all over the place, and it's in colored paint. And they went to a lot of trouble because, as you said, the paint didn't come from there.
No. You know, you were looking, for example, for red. They had to do, what, hematite?
Where did they get that?
It was out of the. It was from the rocks, from the minerals, but they were some of them were not found around the area, so they had to be brought.
You suppose
in.
It was from perhaps trade?
Trade. It was more as a trading system, correct?
Hey, if I got some red paint for you, boy.
That's true, and I'll trade you some blue. You got some
trade
blue?
You some seashells, yes.
Seashells. But I don't. There's no seashells out there that we know. But
no. I meant they would have. Yeah, people would have traded them. Yeah.
Well, yeah, like
they got from someone else. I'll trade you for this.
Casas Grandes was trading stuff up toward El Paso and up toward Chaco Canyon.
Yeah.
So and if you really and what when Jeff Romney comes in here at the end of October, that's one thing I'm going to ask him. Would you please give us an overlay of all the ancient societies that you can throw a rock at within 300 miles? That's a pretty big rock, pretty big good arm, and whatever. But within the area of El Paso, there's a tremendous amount of ancient people sites, and Waco Tanks is a big one. What are your thoughts about that? Is it interesting to you to wander around where ancient people were?
Why, it's very amazing, yes. To, you know, like I mentioned at the beginning of the program, it's very interesting. It's amazing to walk around the area and where even a rock can mean something to people back in time, you know.
Well, it's a bizarre place, and if you haven't been there, you need to go figure out a tour and call them up, 857-1157. Is that what I said? What's that number?
The number for Waco Tanks where we can be reached at, it's going to be at 857-1135.
And that one is a tour you need to do. Take your kids out there. Be respectful of the park. It's an historic site now. And when we were kids, Melissa, that was a drinking place.
Oh, I bet it was. That? Well, I went there before it was closed down to have where now you have to have tours. My sister and I went out there, and boy, we got to explore all over the place, and it was really, really neat. But it's still one of the it's a bucket list place for a lot of people.
Yes. And when you look at it from the air, there's just a bunch of bumps in a flat desert floor. And how did that get there? That history is kind of amazing too. We'll talk about that again in a minute. We got to take a break. Before we do, shall we thank the control room people?
Yay.
You had Shelley Sutherland in there doing double duty today
as
a guest on the
radio.
As a
guest, yes.
And now she's in there answering
And I put her picture
call.
Up on our Facebook page.
Oh, did you?
I finally got it up there with her and Troy's picture.
Who's that other guy?
That's right.
Sergio Valenzuela.
I don't know if he likes that or not. He smiles when we do that.
Well, he puts up his fans. They're all, you know, he gets them all to clap.
I hear
in there.
All those people. I don't really see
it's
them.
It's crowded in
see
there.
See them in there, but that's the way they go.
His imaginary friends.
Well, don't go there. Well, let's just take a break here and come back and talk a little bit more about Waco Tanks and why you should get involved.
That's
so,
right.
544 whatever.
5876 or 544 KTSM.
For just 5 quarters a day, you can sponsor a child through Compassion International. It's pocket change to you. It's life changing for a child in need. Be part of the change. Become a sponsor now at compassion.com/radio. That's compassion.com/radio.
St. Luke's Knights of Columbus are holding their annual golf classic tournament on Friday, September 28th to benefit Coats for Kids, scholarship funds, and Feed the Hungry programs, just to name a few. Golfers of all skill levels are invited to participate in this fun-filled event at Lone Star Golf Club. Join us for the dinner and auction as well. Plus, prizes will be awarded. All tournament proceeds go to charitable organizations. For more info, call Manny at 915-208-1641.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SKILL to 484848. Text SKILL to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SKILL to 484848.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory?
In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
Just got a couple more minutes of the show today. Next week, we'll be back and doing more of this stuff. But we have Carlos Rodriguez, Interpretive Ranger, here talking about how he interprets Waco tanks. And you don't interpret it any different than anybody else, just better.
Yes.
I mean, you can't really change what the history is, and that's really cool. But next week, you had something you wanted to mention here, Melissa, about going on?
Yes. Well, not so much to mention. It's just that you have the Paso del Norte Society group that they're the ghost tours, Paso del Norte Paranormal Society, excuse me. And they do some great ghost tours in town. They're doing one out of Waco Tanks next week, did you say?
It's going to be on October 26th.
There you go. So, hey, what a great place to go out and check out for ghosts, you know. So give them a call at 274-9531 or go to ghosts915.org and you'll see all the great tours that they do. They help out Concordia. They share some of their money with us to help us at Concordia Cemetery when they do their tours there.
That's Bonnie?
Yeah, it's Bonnie Juarez and Peter Stone, and they're a great group. Support them and get out there, have some fun.
I saw her said hi to Bonnie yesterday.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. She was there. Well, Carlos, what do we need to know about the when and where of Waco tanks? We're just about out of time, Shelley. I don't think we're going to be able to deal with. Do we need to do that? Okay, so go to Larry. You got 20 seconds. What's up?
Are there going to be ceremonial dances this year at the Interpretive Fair?
Good question.
Yes, we will be having some of the Native American groups, the Mezcalero Apaches, the Isleta del Sur, the Tiwas out there.
There you go. Thanks for calling.
Do you know what time?
Well, we're working on that schedule. We should be posting the schedule soon in our media and social medias and also on
Perfect.
Our webpage. Yes.
Thanks for calling,
Thank you
Larry.
Very much.
You take her easy. A lot of people want to know this kind of stuff because what you guys are doing is a public service, just in educating all of us on what's going on.
Correct.
It's Carlos, a great event.
Just
it
a few
really
seconds
is.
Here left. Again, the phone number to get a hold of you guys?
Remember, our number, office number is 857-1135. Of course, area code 915.
And people can call you up and talk about it?
Yes.
And get some information. Interpretive Fair is on the 20th?
And 21st.
And 21st of October.
Saturday and Sunday starting at 8 a.m.
There's the music on. Next week we'll come back.
God,
and we got to get out of here. Carlos, thank you for coming in here.
And send him back to work.
And send him back to work.
I'm going to Pepe's.
You're going to Pepe's. I got an event I got to go deal with. Everybody else, we'll see you next week. EPHistory.com for the details on the radio show and the podcast.
See you then.
Next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Las Mansiones, the West Side's new luxury apartments, 915-704-1776. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
It's Saturday, September 22nd. What's new today on the free iHeartRadio app?
iHeartRadio.
Our 2018 iHeartRadio Music Festival is here.
Let's get it started.
And whether you're in Vegas or not, the best way to listen to all the action is on the iHeartRadio Music Festival channel on the iHeartRadio app. Hear exclusive backstage interviews, plus all the performances live from the stage at T-Mobile Arena. Our most amazing lineup yet. Don't miss a minute. Listen to the iHeartRadio Music Festival channel now.
iHeartRadio.
NBC News Radio, I'm John Jeffries. President Trump is vowing to clean up the Justice Department.
But there's a lingering stench, and we're going to get rid of that, too.
Trump made the remark at a rally in Missouri last night, adding, just look at what is being exposed in the department. He said there are great people at the Justice Department and some real bad ones there and at the FBI. The comments came after the New York Times reported that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein suggested secretly recording Trump at the White House last year. Rosenstein strongly denies the report. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says conservatives shouldn't worry about the sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. McConnell told a conservative conference that Republicans are going to do their jobs and plow right through it. Meanwhile, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee is giving Christine Blasey Ford until 2:30 this afternoon to negotiate terms of her appearance before the panel next week. Dr. Ford claims Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her more than 30 years ago when they attended the same high school. Hurricane Florence left town a week ago, but the aftermath of the huge storm is still being felt in places like Georgetown, South Carolina. Noam Layden has more.
The rivers continue to rise in the aftermath of Florence, and in places like Georgetown, South Carolina, it's a waiting game. When will the rivers actually overflow, and will it be as bad as some forecasters are predicting?
We are looking at a worst-case scenario. I know everybody out there has looked at the maps. Some of the numbers on there are very scary, and that is what we're getting ready for. We're hoping it's not going to be that extensive, but, you know, we definitely have to be prepared just in case it is.
Georgetown County handing out sandbags this week, 10 per household, hoping that just maybe they won't be needed. Noam Layden, NBC News Radio.
Two dozen people are dead after an attack on a military parade in Iran this morning. A report from Iran's official state news agency says 53 others were wounded. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Mike Davis checking in with our partners over at the CBS 4 Warren Weather Center and taking a look at your weekend forecast. Well, things look to be absolutely beautiful through your weekend and into the upcoming week, as we should see clearing skies and temperatures warming back to near or just slightly above normal. For your Saturday, mostly sunny skies, high around 80. Overnight tonight, mostly clear and lows in the upper 50s. Your complete forecast is at CBS4Local.com.
A former top White House lawyer reportedly made an effort to pay for Paul Manafort's legal defense. Tom Roberts has the story.
According to the Wall Street Journal, President Trump's special legal counsel, John Dowd, wanted to transfer thousands of dollars from a White House defense fund to help both Manafort and Richard Gates. The Journal says the suggestion was turned down by senior advisors. Dowd later planned to donate $25,000 of his own money, but that idea was also rejected. He resigned from Trump's legal team earlier this year over disagreements about the way things were being handled. Tom Roberts, NBC News Radio.
FEMA Administrator Brock Long is being asked to reimburse the agency for his personal use of government vehicles. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said yesterday that a review found Long used the vehicles without authorization. He was reportedly making the long commute from his North Carolina home to Washington, D.C. in government-owned cars. Long has issued a statement taking responsibility for his actions. Some students and grads from Parkland, Florida, are advocating in San Diego for sensible gun laws. Randy Fuller has more.
Four former...